You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
This week's roundup of all things accessible highlights a documentary that takes us on a remarkable journey deep down into the blue sea. This Sunday, David Attenborough delivers his greatest message of hope to date. The filmmaker, who turned 99 this year, takes us along on a breathtaking journey, showing that there is nowhere more vital for our survival, more full of life, wonder or surprise, than the ocean. From his first scuba dive in 1957, there has been a catastrophic decline in life in the world's oceans, and he warns that we are almost out of time.
All life began in the deep blue sea. In this magical world, everything is more connected than we had ever imagined. After a lifetime of filming the natural world, I now understand the most important place on Earth is not on land. It's life at its most mesmerizing. And we must open our eyes to what is happening right now, below the waves.
David Attenborough Ocean is available to stream on Disney Plus this Sunday, the 8th of June. Over on Apple TV, Owen Wilson plays Price Cahill, a former pro golfer reduced to coaching retirees after his career was derailed prematurely 20 years ago. After the collapse of his marriage and getting fired from his job at Indiana Sporting Goods Store, Price hedges his bets and future entirely on his protege, a 17-year-old budding golfer.
Hey, you're that golfer, aren't you?
Price Cahill.
Used to call you Stick, right?
Yep, that's me.
This guy was a big pro golfer on television, everything. 12th hole, big tourney. Sawgrass, I think, maybe like 2009. Shanks one into the lake and just melts down. Full psychotic break on live TV. It was insane. Threw his clubs in the water.
I bet you can't even look at a club after a train wreck like that, right?
If you keep looking in the rear view, you're gonna swerve off the road. The question you gotta ask yourself is, what's next?
That was your rap dog?
That's all I got.
I found a kid who swings a golf club like a dream.
What's your name?
I'm not into older guys, but I'm flattered.
Hey, get out of here!
Who coached him?
His dad.
Why'd he stop playing?
His dad.
I'd like to try to qualify him for the U.S. Amateur Championship. I think he could win it all.
You don't need to cut the corner here.
Why go around when you can just go over?
You can watch the first 3 episodes now on Apple TV, followed by weekly episodes until the finale on the 23rd of July. On the bookshelves, the Taylor family is shattered in a single night when 2 teenage siblings are found dead in their own home. The only surviving sibling, Vincent, never shakes the whispers and accusations that he was the one who killed them. Decades later, the legend only grows as his career as a horror writer skyrockets. After 50 years of silence, Vincent Taylor is finally ready to talk about what really happened that night in 1975.
The boy, whose name I no longer remember, had shaken his head, eyes sparkling with glee to be the one to tell me, to shatter my childhood right there in the school cafeteria. Your dad killed his brother and sister, murdered them in their own home. You're a liar, I'd accused him. You're just jealous. But the reaction of the other kids around us stole the certainty from my voice, because there wasn't the scornful skepticism I'd expected, but rather a silent shock that he'd had the guts to say aloud what everyone else already knew. That's how it started, how I discovered the dark secret that lived at the center of my family.
The Ghostwriter by Julie Clark is available on Audible and Kindle. For the first time in 24 years, Pulp have released a brand new album. Emerging from Sheffield in the late 70s, Pulp, along with Blur and Oasis, helped mould the Britpop scene of the mid-90s. More is a combination of new and old songs written across Pulp's career, with a prevalent theme of maturing over the years, developed with an age-appropriate insight. Released through Rough Trade Records and produced by James Ford, More, the new album from Pulp, is out today. And finally, on the big screen, from the world of John Wick, Ballerina is the first feature-length spin-off film. It takes place between the events of John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum, and Chapter 4. Eve Mercado is a ballerina assassin who begins to train in the assassin traditions of the Rusca Roma and sets out to get revenge for her father's death.
You're him. The one they call the Baba Yaga. How do I start doing what you do?
Looks like you already have.
Welcome to the Continental.
Eve Mercado of the Rusca Roma. What a pleasure to see you again.
You have no idea what you just walked into.
They killed my father. This isn't done until they're dead.
Fate is a very humbling thing.
From the world of John Wick, Ballerina is out today in cinemas across the UK. Now that's it for this week's roundup. Let us know if you've checked out any of this week's or previous week's recommendations. Just email us at radio@rnib.org.uk or tweet us at RNIB Radio. Or you can find us on Facebook as RNIB Connect Radio. Take care and have a great weekend.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.